Devate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, text number 4. Shutu Vacha Api Palad Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispraha Sarva Kamebhya Krishna Padanusevaya Sutu Vacha Api Palad Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispraha Sarvakamibhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Sutu Vacha Avipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispraha Sarvakamebhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Sutu Vacha Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispraha Sarvakamebhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Sutu Vacha Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nisvaya Sarvakamebhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Sutu Vacha Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispya Sarva Kamibhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispriya Sarvakamibhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravad Ranjayan Praja Nispriya Sarvakamibhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravaranjayan Praja Nispriya Sarvakamibhya Krishna Pada Nusevaya Matajis Apipala Dharma Raja Pitravaranjayan Praja Nispriha Sarvakamibhya
Krishna Pada Nusevaya
Sutta Vacha, Sri Sutta Goswami said, administered prosperity, Dharmaraja, King Yudhisthira, Pitravat, exactly like his father, Ranjayan, pleasing, Praja, all those who took birth. Nispraha, without personal ambition. Sarva, all. Kamebhya, from sense gratification. Krishnapada, the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Anusevaya, by dint of rendering continuous service. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Sutta Goswami said, Emperor Yudhisthira administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like his father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification because of his continuous service unto the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna. Purport. As mentioned in our introduction, quote, there is a need for the science of Krishna in human society for all the suffering humanity of the world. And we simply request the leading personalities of all nations to take to the science of Krishna for their own good, for the good of society, and for the good of all the people of the world. Unquote. So it is confirmed herein by the example of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the personality of Godhead. In India, the people hanker after Ram Raj because the personality of Godhead was the ideal king, and all other kings or emperors in India controlled the destiny of the world for the prosperity of every living being who took birth on the earth. Herein the word praja is significant. The etymological import of the word is that which is born. On the earth there are many species of life, from the aquatics up to the perfect human beings, and all are known as prajas. Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, is known as the Prajapati because he is the grandfather of all who have taken birth. Thus, praja is used in a broader sense than it is now used. The king represents all living beings, aquatics, plants, trees, reptiles, birds, animals, and man. Every one of them is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita 14.4. And the king, being the representative of the Supreme Lord, is duty-bound to give proper protection to every one of them. This is not the case with the presidents and dictators of this demoralized system of administration, where the lower animals are given no protection, while the higher animals are given so-called protection. But this is a great science which can be learned only by one who knows the science of Krishna. By knowing the science of Krishna, one can become the most perfect man in the world. And unless one has knowledge of this science, all qualifications and doctorate diplomas acquired by academic education are spoiled and useless. Maharaj Yudhisthira knew the science of Krishna very well, for it is stated here that by continuous cultivation of this science, or by continuous devotional service to Lord Krishna, he acquired the qualification of administering the state. The father is sometimes seemingly cruel to the son, but that does not mean that the father has lost the qualification to be a father. A father is always a father because he always has the good of the son at heart. The father wants every one of his sons to become a better man than himself. Therefore, a king like Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was the personality of goodness, wanted everyone under his administration, especially human beings who have better developed consciousness, to become devotees of Lord Krishna, so that everyone can become free from the trifles of material existence. His motto of administration was, "All good for the citizens." For as personified goodness, he knew perfectly well what is actually good for them. He conducted the administration on that principle and not on the Rakshasi demoniac principle of sense gratification. As an ideal king, he had no personal ambition, and there was no place for sense gratification because all his senses at all times were engaged in loving service to the Supreme Lord, which includes the partial service to the living beings who form all parts and parcels of the complete whole. Those who are busy rendering service to the parts and parcels, leaving aside the whole, only spoil time and energy, as one does when watering the leaves of a tree without watering the root. If water is poured on the root, the leaves are enlivened perfectly and automatically. But if water is poured on the leaves only, the whole energy is spoiled. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, was constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the parts and parcels of the Lord, the living beings, under his careful administration, were perfectly attended with all comforts in this life and all progress in the next. That is the way of perfect management of state administration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Gyanantavarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshrim Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kurta Vachalam Pungun Lung Haite Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Manchakapo Chibhyascha Kripa Sindhivye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Giradhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's interesting that in this purport, Prabhupada mentions how we are meant to benefit the world by giving this transcendental knowledge. And tomorrow happens to be World Enlightenment Day. So the appropriate purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. So we as members of the Hare Krishna movement are trying to fill this lack in society. People are very confused, don't know who they are. Leaders don't know who they are. Natevatu svartha gatinghi vishnu, dirasyaye bahir arthamanya, andhayathandar kaniyamas, te pisa chantram, urdhamni badhat. Leaders don't know what is valuable. What they think is very, very valuable is economic prosperity. Yeah. This is what's most important. But actually, what's much, much more important is that people understand who they are. That they're spirit soul. They're part of Krishna. This is what is most important. Yeah, people are very confused. I was distributing books one time in UCLA at a table, and there was some bunch of people, maybe 150, 200 people moving around. There's some ruckus going on and some microphones, some speaking, and there was some person speaking from the stage, and And he said, we aren't men. We aren't women. I think, wow, that sounds like a Srimad Bhagavatam class. We're transvestites. So there's a little bit of confusion. A couple of days ago, I was at the doctor, some problem. And you have to fill out these forms. And some of the things you have to fill out is, what gender were you born with? Because people, they're changing their gender now. It's becoming a big thing. Even within our society, there's a very nice couple, husband and wife, wonderful devotees. They have one child, and she decided she didn't want to be a girl anymore. So she had a sex change. And her parents are just like topmost wonderful devotees. And I'm like, Kali Yuga Babus. And then it goes on to say, are you homosexual, lesbian, straight, or other? So it's society's kind of going off, you know. So they need these books. Therefore, people need these books. So they can understand. They're not male, they're not female, they're not transvestite. Everybody is a spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna. This is our position. And people all over the world, they're benefiting so much from this book distribution. A couple of days ago, I was distributing books at the university, Moore Park. And one student, he came to the table and he was looking at the books and he said, you know, for many years of my life, I was going through some great turmoil, mental, and it was just horrible. But your books, your Bhagavad Gita and these other books, they saved my life. I would have been finished if I didn't get these books. Yeah. And they do. They save people's lives. Yeah. Not only their physical bodies, but their spiritual lives. And this is what is most needed in society. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much the importance of distributing these books. In one letter he said, our temples are not places for eating and sleeping, but they are bases from where we send out our soldiers to fight against Maya. And to fight against Maya means to drop hundreds and thousands and millions of books into the laps of the conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada has given us treasures of wisdom. In one purport, he says, the pure devotee does not have a material body because of his being surcharged with the current of Krishna's identical interest. And this is why this movement spread all over the world. Prabhupada was filled with the identical interest of Krishna. Yesterday we heard the example of the electrical current. So Prabhupada mentions in this purport that there's a spiritual current also. Yeah. So Prabhupada was filled with that spiritual current and he touched people's hearts. Yeah. It's like if you have an electrical current. If I touch a hot electrical wire, I get electrocuted. And if I touch Bhakta Brad, he'll get electrocuted. And he touches Jayananda, he'll get electrocuted. And it'll go all around the room because that current's going through. So Prabhupada, he... by his great purity and sincerity, he touched the hearts of thousands of people within a short period of time. And now, millions of people's hearts have been touched by this current of this desire to serve Krishna in the heart of Srila Prabhupada. So when we distribute books, we're giving them Prabhupada. Confirmed. We're giving them Krishna. Yeah? We're giving them the best thing that has happened in their life. To get one of Prabhupada's books is the best thing that can happen to them. And some of you may be asking, well, where am I going to distribute? As many of you know, we mainly distribute at universities. Tomorrow, no school. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened to me one time. I went to one university, and for some reason, I didn't know that it was... the school was off. There was no school. I didn't know. Right up until it got to be like 8:30 when students usually come through, and someone came by and I said, excuse me, is there any school today? And they said, no, it's a holiday. I said, oh, God. Spaced out. But I thought, anyway, let me try it out. So I stayed, and all the Bhagavad Gita's I usually distribute when school is going on, they were all distributed in the same time. I was shocked. You know, school wasn't going on, but, you know, still there was a few people, you know, roaming around for different reasons. And it was closed for 3 days, so I stayed the whole 3 days. No school was happening. But still, there was people moving around, and the books went out. So it's by desire. If we have this desire to distribute books, then Krishna fulfills that desire. I suggest that devotees go door to door tomorrow, mainly door to door. Door to door is fantastic. Some years ago, Vaisesika Prabhu, he was visiting, and we just got inspired to go out and do door to door right around here. And it was great. Yeah, we go all over the place here and there, but actually just right around here, it's nice. I was distributing for maybe 2 weeks. I was going all over Culver City. There, door to door. Very nice. So many people taking books. I met one lady, she used to be a devotee. She was at New Vrindavan. But she wasn't so much interested anymore. So door to door is great. I was visiting San Diego some time back, and we were going to all the apartment places around there. Fantastic. I was distributing books in Australia. And I was doing door-to-door just right around the temple. And practically everybody was taking books. One lady, she was a professor. She said, yeah, I've heard of the Bhagavad Gita. I always wanted to read one. And she was three doors from the temple. Nobody went. It's like Prabhupada used to say that in Calcutta, so many people, they leave Calcutta to go and bathe in the Ganges. They go up north, the Haridwar. But the Ganges is right there. Not as clean, but it's there. So book distribution door to door is fantastic. I was distributing books in Auckland, New Zealand, once, and myself and another devotee going door to door. And knocked on the door, and the person said, oh, I have something for you. And we thought he was going to bring us a Bible or something. So he brought us a Bhagavad Gita. So he said, you know, I've had this book here for 2 years. I'm not going to read it. So give it to somebody that'll read it, you know. And I tried to convince him, no, it's good, you know. Just be a little patient, you know. Someday you'll pick it up and you'll like it. He said, no. I'm never going to read it. Yeah, take it, give it to someone that's interested. So I said, all right. Actually, at that time, I had run out of Bhagavad Gita's anyway, so Krishna gave me one. So we were leaving the house, and at this house, one car pulled up the driveway. So I thought, oh, let me try to distribute to this person. So this driveway belongs to that house. They're connected. So I showed the book to him, and he said, yeah, this looks interesting. All right. So He said, you know, I don't have any money on me. I'll have to go into the house and get some money. So he went back into the same house, holding the same Bhagavad Gita, went back in there to get money. And my friend and myself, we were praying to Krishna, Krishna, please, don't let his friend see him with this Bhagavad Gita, because he's going to convince him not to take it. You know? So we're praying like this, and 2 minutes later, he came back with the Lakshmi, and we, phew! We left. So what is the moral, or what is the story of this? If Krishna doesn't want to leave, he doesn't leave. Imagine the person that gave that back to us. He gave it to us, and then he, sometime later, he probably saw it there again. Oh, wow, there's getting back here. So, door to door is fantastic. I was distributing again in Australia, and I knocked on the door, and the person he saw, they had the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, no, I'm not interested. I worship Satan. So I said, well, you know, this book is about God. You should know your enemy. He said, all right, good point. All right, yeah. I'll take one, yeah. He gave a very nice donation, actually. Hopefully he found out that God is his best friend, not his enemy. So, yeah, book distribution door-to-door is very nice. I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen to you is people are going to say, no, thank you. I mean, that's like the worst thing. Of course, there's some places they're not going to answer the door even. That's even worse. But it's very nice. Yeah. Other than that, here in Los Angeles, you have Santa Monica Promenade. Pretty tough. Parameshwar Prabhu, one of our stalwart book distributors here, he said, if anybody can distribute 3 books at the Santa Monica Promenade in a day, he's doing real good. In other words, it's tough. But door-to-door is very nice. So I suggest you try that type of book distribution. And you'll have some nice experiences, I guarantee it. And even if you go out and no one takes a book, still, it's a success because Krishna is pleased with your effort. Just by trying, Krishna is pleased by that. Yeah. And there's people that are looking for Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of a spark. If a spark goes on dry grass, then fire can come up very easily, as it happens. If the spark goes on cement, dry cement, then it gradually goes out. And if the spark goes in water, finished. So there's people out there that are looking for God, for spiritual life. So that's like the dry grass. Just like Dira Lalita Prabhu was distributing books recently at the observatory. And he met this nice boy here, Benjamin. And I think you got some books. And Dear Lalita told him, you know, we have a Sunday feast here. If you like, you can come. And he came and he liked it. And now he's on the 3-month program. He wants to check it out for 3 months and see how it is. Dry grass right here. So there's people out there, a lot of dry grass out there. So by book distribution, we go out and people get an opportunity to find out what the truth is. Yeah. Krishna says, Mata Paratarang Nanya, there is no truth superior to me. Before I joined, I was studying so many different philosophies and religions. But when I read the Bhagavad Gita, it was just, everything else is blown out of the water. Yeah. I was so satisfied. Finally, found the truth. Yeah. So you want to go out, bring the truth to the people. And when people have the truth, then so much satisfaction is there. And we have so many nice examples of devotees. See, of using their intelligence, like Krishna, he says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think it's Krishna, prana artha diya vacha, that we should be ready to give our life to Krishna. And the best way to give our life to Krishna is by helping others come to Krishna as well. That's the best way. I mean, now throughout the world, people are dedicating their life. They're giving their life for what? For sense gratification. Just to satisfy their senses. Practically everyone, 7 billion people, practically everybody is just out to try to satisfy their senses. What a waste. What a waste of the human form of life. Yeah. So we should want to give our life to this. Of course, not everybody can give their life, but at least tomorrow we have World Enlightenment Day, that everybody can go out and distribute Prabhupada's books. Yeah. He wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. There's an amazing story of a traveling team. They were on book distribution, going concert to concert. And before they went into one concert, there was one young man. He asked the devotees, "Are you going into the concert?" He said, "Yeah." "Can I jump in with you just to get in?" He said, "Yeah, sure, jump in." So as soon as he jumped in, of course, the devotees started showing the books, and he bought 4 books. Dry Grass, right? He was fired up. Devotees were preaching to him. And this one devotee who preached to him the most and sold the books to him was our lawyer here, Mrigendra. He was a big book distributor before his career of being a lawyer. So then the devotees asked, "You know, we're going to this concert here and we're going to distribute books to the people. Would you like to join us? Would you like to help out?" And he liked the books so much, he said, "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll help out." So he started distributing books with the book distributors. And his friends came over and he said, "Hey, Danny, what are you doing? We're going to the concert. What are you doing here? You can't sell them books. What are you doing?" "No, no, no. This is good. Good books. I like these people." So he distributed books the whole day. He'd bring the Lakshmi over to the devotees and, "Yeah, I did another one." You know? He was so happy. So at the end of the day, the devotees told him, "You know, we're going to go to another concert now. You want to join us?" He said, "Yeah, sure. Let's go." This is 1973 or something like that. This person is still distributing books. He's still, 43 years later, or 45 years later, he's still distributing books in Alachua. Huh? Divyanga. Great book distributor. That's how he joined. Amazing, huh? There was another instance of one man from Morocco. He was in Lithuania looking for his wife and child. They were living in Morocco. His wife left him with his child, and they said they were just going on vacation, but they didn't come back. So he was in Lithuania looking for his wife and child. So a devotee approached, and he explained his situation. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. But you know, at the Hare Krishna temple there, you can go and you can get some food. We have some nice books." And he said, "Hare Krishna? You're a Hare Krishna?" He said, "Yeah, I've been looking for the Hare Krishnas also." He said, "Although I'm Muslim, I believe Krishna is God. And I love the philosophy of Hare Krishna." So this devotee said, "You know, we're going to have a whole group of devotees are going to come here. And we're going to do the chanting. We're going to do Hare Nam. So if you like, you can join." The devotee, he heard that. And then the devotee went off distributing books. Then he came back, and the Harinam was there, and this Muslim was there chanting with the devotees. And then the devotee said, you know, we have a temple. You can come visit our temple. So he went to the temple, and he's embracing all the devotees, calling them brothers. So there's so many people that are attracted to Krishna. I'll tell you another amazing story. I was distributing books at a university, and one Muslim came to the table, and I was showing him the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, you know, this is very interesting. I really like this. And then I said, yeah, you could take it with you. We just asked for a donation. And he said, oh, no. If I take this home, my parents will kill me. So I told him, you know, God is more important than your parents. He said, wow, yeah. That's true. What's more important than God? That's true. But I can't take it. So then he left. The next day, he comes to my table and he said, oh, I'm so happy to see you here. You won't believe what happened. Last night, I had a dream. And my parents were evil. They were just evil. And I felt so uncomfortable. They became evil. And then this Bhagavad Gita came, and it was glowing in the dream. And I was thinking, wow, I got to get that book. In the dream, I'm thinking, I got to get this book. So you're here today. Thank you so much for being here again. But then somehow, he still wouldn't take the Bhagavad Gita. So finally, I said, listen, from that dream, we both can understand God wants you to read that book. Right? And you, the soul, you want the book. The problem is your mind. He said, you're right. All right, I'll take the book. And he took the Bhagavad Gita. Another time there was again in Lithuania, there was one young man. He was he had done some crimes. He was a big criminal. And the police were looking for him. And he knew, eventually they're going to catch me. It's a small country. 2 million people. So he decided to leave. Went traveling around Europe. And as he was traveling around, he got on this spiritual quest. He started talking to people about God and the soul. You know, philosophical discussions. And so he really got on this spiritual journey. So some person said, you know, you're so spiritual, you should go to India. That's where you learn all about spirituality. And then he was talking to somebody else, and they also mentioned, you should go to India. And then again, someone else, you should go to India. So he decided to go to India. He hitchhiked to India. And while he was in India, he got one of Prabhupada's books, Science of Self-Realization. And he was so touched. Prabhupada touched him. He was so amazed by the teachings. And then he met some devotees. And they said, you know, we have a temple. You could come and you can practice there. Because they could see that he's dry grass. So he went to the temple there, and he's doing nicely. He's so happy to, you know, live with the devotees, doing devotional service. And he had been living there for maybe a couple years as a bhakta. And then he decided to call his mother, because he hadn't contacted her for maybe 4 years. He had been traveling around Europe, and then he went to India, and now he's living as a monk. So he called her up, and he's talking to her. He says, oh, by the way, I'm a monk now. And she said, you're a monk? I can't believe it. He said, yeah, I'm a monk. I've been a monk for 2 years. He said, well, what kind of a monk are you? I'm a Hare Krishna monk. And she said, well, hurry bow. And he said, how do you know Hari Bol? She said, I'm a devotee too. How'd you become a devotee? She said, oh, some devotees are going door to door. Door to door. See, a little plug there. Door to door. And this devotee, he showed me the Bhagavad Gita, and I liked it. So I got it, I read it, and I visited the devotees, and I'm initiated. And he was still a bhakta. So many wonderful things happen. I'll tell you an interesting thing that with Ratnabhushan, believe it or not, Ratnabhushan used to distribute books. You know, back in the 80s, devotees used to sell cookies a lot for income because we had a lot of expenses back then. So he was also distributing books. So one person came, he said, what is this, religious stuff? You guys think that everything came from God. Nah, it's a big bang, man. Don't you know you guys are all behind the times? God, no, no. Evolution, big bang. And Ratnabhushan was saying, come on. You see something that's organized, and there must be an organizer behind it. Nah, big bang. Then Ratna said, you know, earlier this morning, there was a big pile of steel, and some tires were there, and some pipes, and someone came and they put a stick of dynamite under that pile, and it went flying up, and it landed, and you see that Mercedes Benz over there? That's what happened. That was the result of that big bang. And the guy said, yeah, right, funny. So then he said, anyway, I'll think about it. So he came back 10 minutes later and he said, you know, that was a very good argument you gave. I'll buy a book. Yeah? So the guy took a book. So we have to use our intelligence. Prana, artha, dia. Dia means our intelligence. So when we're out there distributing books, people will give excuses why they don't want to take a book. So we have to use our intelligence and try to, you know, get them to take a book. You know? So many arguments. The big one is, one of the biggest ones now, you're trying to distribute books and, no, I'm good. Very popular, I'm good. Yeah. So I tell them, but you can be better. Yeah. And they say, actually, you're right. You know, what do you got? Yeah. And they take sometimes. So we're trying to help people become not just good, but as Prabhupada says here in the purport, one can become, what did he say? He said you can become the greatest, or you could become a perfect human being by practicing Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So this is what we want. We want people to become human beings. Now they're practically not even human beings, acting like animals. What are animals doing? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's it, right? So by practicing Krishna consciousness, they become human beings. And they can become qualified to go back to the spiritual world. So, any questions or comments? Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Thank you for a fantastic class, Vijay Prabhu. Our Minister of Book Distribution, Kijai Haribo. Two things. One story, I'm surprised you didn't tell this one because it's in your online newsletter. About our Motel Gita program, where we convince hotel owners to put books in each room so people can be exposed to the Bhagavad Gita. So one owner was approached, and he said, no. But a devotee somewhere else convinced him, just do a test. Put it in 10 rooms and see what happens. So he put Gitas in 10 of his rooms, and lo and behold, one guest came and came up to me and said, look, I'm so happy you had this Bhagavad Gita in this room. He said, I came here to commit suicide. But then I read this Gita that was in the drawer, and now I know what life is all about, what I'm supposed to do with my life. So that, I thought it was a fantastic story. These books save lives, as you said. Yeah. And the other thing is about organization. You're stressing door to door. Very good. Excellent. But we have to be organized.
Yeah.
If you see when the Jehovah's Witnesses come, they divide up the street. You do that side, you do that side. And then they don't come back again for months. The worst thing to happen is if you have so many parties running around and three times of the day somebody knocks on the same door. Whether, even if the person already took a book, they would be disturbed. What to speak of those who don't want it. So if we're going to go out door to door, we must be extremely organized. Not just anybody go anywhere they want and knock on any door. It has to be organized. Otherwise, it becomes a disturbance.
Okay, we have Brigapati here, our Sangirtan leader. Where's Brigapati? Uh-oh.
Divide up the city in advance. Don't leave it up to each devotee to go wherever they want. Like I said, the Jehovah's Witness, you see them. They come to the corner, and they very intelligently organize. You do that side, you do that side, you go to the next block, etc., etc. Not just willy-nilly anybody go where they want. And the potential for big disturbance is there.
You reminded me of one instance. I was distributing books here in Los Angeles Airport, and one lady, she saw I was holding the Bhagavad Gita, and she said, "Oh, you're a Hare Krishna?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, you won't believe what happened. I was a Jehovah's Witness for 14 years. And one of the big things with the Jehovah's Witnesses is they knock all the other religions, all the other things. But Hare Krishna is the one that they knocked more than any other. You know, more than any other religion. They would if you see a Hare Krishna, go the other way. You know, they got these gurus up there, you know, collecting money, and it's just, you know, just don't talk to the Hare Krishnas." And she started thinking, well, maybe they got something. Maybe they're afraid because they got something better. So she met some devotees, got some books, and she said, "You know, I found that you people to be so nice, and you have such a nice philosophy." And she said, "I already have a Bhagavad Gita, but I'll buy another one for you to give to a friend, another Mormon, or another Jehovah's Witness." So it was kind of ironic, you know. They were trying to keep her away so much, but then she became a devotee. Excellent. Yes. Stachi Tanoi Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very enlightening. I just couldn't help but to tell one story also.
Yeah, that happened
to me. A few years ago, when we were distributing books at the DMV, I present the Bhagavad Gita to one lady. And she said, "Actually, you know, you're not going to believe it, but I had a dream last night." I said, "What is a dream?" She said that I was going to meet a monk. And at that time, you know, we were wearing, you know, wigs.
Yeah.
So I said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah." So I look around, I look back, I look, nobody was there. I said, "Well, guess what? Your dream is becoming true." And she said, How? So I pull out my wig and I show my bald headed. And she screamed, she screamed, and the whole DMV came in to see what was going on because she couldn't. She was hysterical, screaming and yelling, "I can't believe it!" And the whole, you know, I had 40 people coming out, and the manager came, and then like, "Oh my God!" So then they saw me. I was still like bald headed like this with my sikha. And but then they saw that the lady started laughing at, and we were having a nice exchange after that. And then he said, "Oh, okay, so nothing is really happening to this lady."
So she started laughing, it became light.
Yeah, she started laughing after that, you know, just like, because, you know, she said, "Wow, I can't believe it." So she got the Bhagavad Gita because she had a dream before meeting a monk. So these mystical things, it's like we cannot explain. Just some divine. I mean, there are many stories like that.
Oh yeah,
devotees so have hundreds.
You could be here all day.
And that's what keeps us going, you know, to see that
Yes. Actually
Krishna made some beautiful personal experiences that devotees can feed. Say, "You see, here I am."
Okay, tomorrow, Prabhus, we're going to have the World Enlightenment Day. World Enlightenment Day ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
commercials or for the restaurant? Yeah, we have it.
Okay.